The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 4, Texts Number 9, 10, 11, and 12. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on April 16th, 2017, in Vrindavan, India.
So, today we have been blessed with the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 4, Text 9, 10, 11, and 12. Hiranyakashipu terrorizes the universe. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yatra Vidruma Shopana Maha Marakata Bhuva Yatra Spatika Kuryani Vaidurya Astambha Pankaya Panktaya Yatra Vidruma Sopana Mahamarakata Bhuva Yataspatika Kujani Vaidurya Stambapanktya Yata Vidruma Sopana Mahamarakata Bhuva Yataspatika Kujani Vaidurya Stambapanktya. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The steps of King Indra's residence were made of coral. The floor was bedecked with invaluable emeralds. The walls were of crystal and the columns of Vaidurya stone. The wonderful canopies were beautifully decorated. The seats were bedecked with rubies and the silk bedding as white as foam was decorated with pearls. The ladies of the palace, who were blessed with beautiful teeth and the most wonderfully beautiful faces, walked here and there in the palace, their ankle bells tinkling melodiously, and saw their own beautiful reflections in the gems. The demigods, however, being very much oppressed, had to bow down and offer obeisances at the feet of Hiranyakashipu, who chastised the demigods very severely and for no reason. Thus, Hiranyakashipu lived in the palace and severely ruled everyone. Purport. Hiranyakashipu was so powerful in the heavenly planets that all the demigods except Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu were forced to engage in his service. Indeed, they were afraid of being severely punished if they disobeyed him. Srila Viswanath Chakravarti has compared Hiranyakashipu to Maharaj Vena, who was also atheistic and scornful of the ritualistic ceremonies mentioned in the Vedas. Yet Maharaj Vena was afraid of some of the great sages such as Bhrigu, whereas Hiranyakashipu ruled in such a way that everyone feared him but Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva. Hiranyakashipu was so alert against being burnt to ashes by the anger of great sages like Bhrigu that by dint of austerity he surpassed their power and placed even them under his subordination. It appears that even in the higher planetary systems to which people are promoted by pious activities, disturbances are created by asuras like Hiranyakashipu. No one in the three worlds can live in peace and prosperity without disturbance.
Vandeham.
Shri Guru, Shri Datta, Barakamala, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shemate Bhakti Vedanta Svaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gaudavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So in spite of such difficulties here in this material world, even in the heavenly planets, if you can imagine, we're still trying to enjoy this place. This is called idiocy. Fools and rascals, isn't it? Aren't we a bunch of fools and rascals? Still thinking we can enjoy this material world? I mean, even the heavenly planets, isn't it? Even the heavenly planets are disturbed by such rascals like Aranyakashipu. So how do we get out of this false sense of enjoyment here? How do we get free from this tendency to want to enjoy that place where there is no enjoyment? That process is called Krishna consciousness. Perhaps you've heard of that, Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada's mercy, he has given us this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness, which is coming from Krishna himself. How we can get liberated from this insanity of trying to be the enjoyers in that place where there is no enjoyment. So we should heed very carefully the words of great acharyas. Take the mercy of these great acharyas. Take the blessings, the guidance, the well wishes of these great acharyas. And once and for all, get free of this ridiculous idea that we can enjoy this material world. The difficulty is, even though we've been hearing it year after year, class after class, purport after purport, we're still looking to enjoy this material world. That is the difficulty. Yeah. We have to strengthen that conviction. You understand? We have to strengthen that conviction. So how do we strengthen that conviction? We have to find those devotees who are more convinced than us, and we have to take advantage of their association. Sadhu Sangha, you see. That's the very important thing. In fact, in this process of awakening one's Krishna consciousness, after you have faith in the process, the next thing is you take shelter of sadhus, sadhu sangha. Actually, even one moment's association with a sadhu can give all perfection. So Then why are we not perfect yet? We've had so much association with sadhus. It's the quality of how we take advantage of that association. You see, we have to learn how to become the devotees of the devotee. Ye me bhakta jana parata, na me bhakta chate janaha, madhvaktanam chi ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. My dear Arjuna, Krishna says in Adi Purana, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he's not my devotee. So, we have to analyze, how much am I devoted to the devotees? You see, you boys understand this point? You understand this point? You have to analyze how much you're devoted to the devotees. You see? Because it is only to the extent that we are devoted to the devotees that we are actually devoted to Krishna. Say, these devotees are a bunch of nonsense, but I'm really devoted to Krishna. No, that's superficial. Krishna will never accept such so-called devotion. This is called Kanishta Adhikari. Those devotees are all rascals, but I'm a great devotee of Krishna. Actually, I'm a pure devotee. They don't realize it. We have to come out of this Kanishta type of consciousness, selfish, greedy, lazy consciousness. We have to really learn how to worship the devotees. You say, worship the devotees? Yeah, that's what Narottam Das Thakur says. Anande bolohade bhajavrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Mojayaman. Ecstatically chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Worship that holy place called Shri Vrindavan Dham. And always worship the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. You mean, isn't worshiping Guru enough? No, it's not. Prabhupada always wanted us to cooperate with the devotees. I had one godbrother, he said, I'm only devoted to you, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada told him, just earn money and enjoy. In other words, get out. He was finding all faults for the devotees. He said, GBC means got a big chip. He was critical of everybody. He said, I'm only devoted to Prabhupada. The Prabhupada said, go earn money and enjoy. In other words, get out of this movement. And he did. He followed Prabhupada, instruction, and left. Because we have to learn how to be devoted to the devotees. You see? Someone may say, but I really wanted the Mayavadis, you see, they want to be the supreme. They cannot be, I want to be God. You see, they're very eager in those. I want to become God. That's my desire. I want to become God. The Mayavadi gurus teach like that. There was one Mayavadi guru, and his disciples said about their Guru Maharaj, they said, our Guru Maharaj is very, very humble. He never says, aham brahmasmi, I am God. He only says, tatvamasmi, you are God. Just see how humble our Guru Maharaj is. He never claims to be God. He only tells us that we are God. What a great Paramahamsa he is. Just see how they cheat. But God himself, Krishna, he sees that his devotee, Srimati Radharani, is, even though Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, the topmost of all enjoyers, he sees that his devotee, Srimati Radharani, is enjoying more than him. So therefore, Krishna is not wanting to be outdone. He says, I will become in that same mood as Radharani. I will become the devotee of my devotee. I will become my devotee. And of course, he was also the devotee of the devotees, Lord Chaitanya. He was devoted to Krishna, and he was also very, very devoted to the devotees of Krishna. So this Lord Chaitanya's movement, it is the most sublime perfection of Vaishnava philosophy. And how fortunate we are that Prabhupada has brought us into this Chaitanya's movement. So if we take advantage of these sublime teachings of Srila Prabhupada, carefully follow these instructions without watering them down. See, we have a cheating propensity, a tendency to water them down. We have to curb down that cheating propensity and strictly follow the orders of Srila Prabhupada. They're not hidden, they're right there in the books. Read the books, follow the books. This is a very simple formula. Prabhupada told my God brother, he said, as much as possible, read, chant, and preach. If you simply stick to this simple formula, very soon this will be the only religion in the world. Wow, that's powerful stuff. These books are so powerful that if we just read them, preach them, and chant Hare Krishna mantra with full sincerity of attitude, 24 hours a day, this movement will spread like wildfire very quickly all over the world, you see. So that's our mission. We want to make the whole world Krishna conscious. This is the meditation of the great acharyas. They are not content simply to be Krishna conscious themselves. These great acharyas want that the whole world should become inundated with Krishna consciousness. It gives them great, great pain to see how much the suffering souls are bewildered by the material energy. They want to liberate everyone. In this mood of wanting to help the suffering people of the world, this gives the greatest pleasure to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is pleased by so many things, but pleases him the most is this attitude of giving Krishna consciousness to others. But he also said, if you love Krishna, I was there with Prabhupada in Atlanta in 75. Maybe, were you there also? 75 in Atlanta? Or were you in Miami? You were down in, after he was in Miami, he came out to Atlanta right after that. I saw him right after you did in Atlanta. The Sunday lecture, one godbrother who was a traveling Sankirtan leader came back with his van full of brahmacharis. And he said, we're always saying book distribution pleases Prabhupada the most, you know. So he's a book distributing leader. He said, Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? Like, he wanted to hear, you know, book distribution. He'd go, yeah, I'm a book distribution leader. Prabhupada said, if you love Krishna. So actually, that's what pleases Prabhupada the most, if we love Krishna. But if you truly love Krishna, that includes wanting to please Krishna, wanting to follow Krishna's instructions. So both things are important, the desire to spread Krishna consciousness. And the most important thing is we focus on developing our own Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said the most important thing is to save the world, but even more important is to save yourself. So both things are there. There's Bahir Nasinga, Hridaye Nasinga. Krishna within, Krishna without. Krishna within, that means Hridaye Nasinga means awakening my own Krishna consciousness. And Bahir Nasinga means making Krishna consciousness spread all over the world. So both things are there. We sing every day. Bahir Nasinga, Hridaye Nasinga. So both things are important. Giving Krishna and getting Krishna. So how do they relate with each other? Well, it's quite simple. The more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. And the more you get Krishna, the more you can give Krishna. So they're totally interrelated with each other. So strive to awaken your Krishna, to revolutionize your own consciousness, and strive to revolutionize the world. This is our twofold process. We have our morning program for awakening our own Krishna consciousness. Then we have our preaching activities to revolutionize the world with Krishna consciousness. So two things are going on simultaneously. Bahir Nasinga, Hridaye Nasinga. Right now, the universe is also being terrorized by so many teeny-weeny Hiranyakashipus. They are not so powerful to occupy the palace of Indradev, but they're very powerful at running the governments of the world's countries right now. Slaughterhouses, abortion clinics. It's just horrible what's going on. unbelievably horrible, the atrocities of the modern day leaders. They are terrorizing our global society right now, these leaders. So-called nice leaders are sanctioning cow slaughter and abortions. So somehow or another we have to change the situation. That's our duty. We have to make the world Krishna conscious. There's so many horrors being committed upon innocent little babies, innocent cows. This is intolerable for us. We must do something. We must try somehow or other to convince these people to become Krishna conscious. Take prasad. Who needs McDonald's hamburgers when you have prasadam? So somehow we must give them this Krishna consciousness. We must awaken these people to Krishna consciousness. And even if we're not successful in doing so, if we always stay focused in that endeavor to make the world Krishna conscious, that will guarantee our perfection. At least we'll be Krishna conscious. And maybe we'll make a few devotees along the way. Certainly I've seen we made a lot of devotees. When I joined, the movement was not so big. And it's become very, very big now compared to where it was when I joined. Actually, in the old days, in the Vyasa Puja book, every devotee in the movement would write an offering in the Vyasa Puja book. It's a little tiny book. That's how small the movement was back in the early days. But it's grown very wonderfully, exponentially, but we have to, along with this growth, keeping the purity is very important. We can't let it get watered down. Prabhupada emphasized that, I remember. The famous letter called Boil the Milk. Remember that letter? Boil the milk till it becomes thick and sweet. So in those days, there was the hippie movement going on. The hippies were moving in every day, but they come in with long hair one day and a long sikha the next day. A long sikha down to the west the next day. Shaved up brahmacharis with long, long sikhas. So our movement was spreading like wildfire. So many people were joining, but Prabhupada noticed the devotees didn't really know what was going on. So he instituted something called the morning Srimad Bhagavatam class, just like we're having now. The formula was there: chant Radha Madhava, chant the verse responsively. You see, read and discuss the purport. This was established by Prabhupada because he wanted to boil the milk. If you boil the milk, it becomes nice and burfi, you see. If you keep adding more milk, you never get burfi. So Prabhupada wanted to become like burfi, thick and sweet. So the more you attend Bhagavatam, the more you hear Bhagavatam, speak Bhagavatam, try to live Bhagavatam, you become just like burfi, thick and sweet. So we almost become like burfi. So we go on hearing, nityam bhagavata sevaya, always engaged in this process of hearing and chanting about Krishna. And this way we can counteract the demoniac influence of these rascals who are terrorizing this planet right now. In fact, every little thing we do is having an uplifting impact on the global consciousness. Every time you say Hare Krishna, that purifies the atmosphere on this planet. Everyone, even by your japa, you're elevating the global consciousness. So not only do you elevate your own consciousness by Krishna consciousness activities, but you're having a revolutionary impact on the world around you. Whatever you do, it's putting on your tilak, wearing your tilak publicly. You see? All of these things have an impact. They slowly add up. This little thing here, little thing there, it adds up more and more and more. And the more we can get people attracted, more and more people absorbed in this, purely following Prabhupada's instructions, the whole thing will just become like a geometric progression. Just expand, start expanding exponentially, more and more. So we should take this mission very seriously to counteract the terrorizing effect of these demoniac leaders, to bring actual Krishna conscious leadership to the world. These presidents, these prime ministers, they should be guided by our Vaishnavas. You see, our Vaishnava leaders, our ISKCON leaders, they should be guiding the world leaders. Our preachers should be guiding the world leaders. That's the kind of credibility we want to establish for this movement. That President Trump will invite the devotees to the White House. Please tell me how I can run this country properly that will benefit the citizens. This is the kind of preaching we want to do. So that all these leaders will call the devotees, our leading preachers, please come and guide me how I can govern this country in such a way that I can truly benefit the citizens. This is our goal, you see. We want to Krishnize the whole world. So we have to really think about that and try to do it. Always thinking and planning how we can make this world Krishna conscious as soon as possible. What we can do to attract them. How can I purify myself more and more so I can become a more potent instrument in the hands of Guru and Gauranga for giving this message to the people of this world. You see, we have to always be purifying our own hearts, realizing I'm really a contaminated person. I want to be a pure devotee, but I've got so much dirt in my heart. I have to work diligently every day to get free of that dirt, to become pure in my consciousness, so that I can become a suitable conduit for these blessings of the Vaishnava Acharyas, you see, in my own preaching activities, you see. So we have a few minutes left. Perhaps there's some questions. And you can write them down also if you have paper. I see some boys have paper here. They have pens. All the boys have papers. Anybody have, you have any pens to write questions? There's one pen. Anybody want to write a question? There's a pen you can borrow. Here's a written question. Okay, very good. Okay. If we don't have a guru, our guru is not accepting us, and we are doing devotional service, can we go back to Godhead? Well, there's two things. You don't have a guru, or a guru is not accepting us. Prabhupada actually explains how a guru is required in the nectar devotion. One should have a spiritual master. That's actually required. So, if one guru doesn't accept you, there's some guru will accept you. Maybe one guru says, well, I have too many disciples right now, it's all I can manage properly. There may be another guru who's willing to accept you. So any guru that connects you with Prabhupada is fine. You know, it's not that you have to have this particular guru. Of course, we may be attached to a particular preacher, and that's beautiful and wonderful. But if he's not accepting any more disciples, or he's not taking disciples, then we have to be practical and see, well, there's someone who can accept me and take responsibility for my deliverance back to Godhead. I hear it is in Hindi. Hindi bolo nahi. Okay, here it is. Okay. I feel very angry when I see ISKCON devotees going outside the Krishna Balaram temple to hear a katha. Is this anger justified? Well, Prabhupada clearly told Bhakti Charaswami, who had to go to meet with somebody outside of, for some purpose, meet with another spiritual master outside of ISKCON, that he had only gone and done that business and nothing more. So the fact is, Prabhupada didn't want us going here and there, hearing from this Swami, that Swami, because they are not giving the same line of teaching that Prabhupada is giving. You'll see there's deviations. So you're actually justified in being disturbed if you're seeing devotees going here and there. You're justified to be disturbed about them. And as far as how to stop them, well, you have to be a good example yourself. If you yourself are deeply absorbed in Krishna consciousness, very deeply absorbed in Krishna consciousness, they'll become attracted to hear from you. They say, why should I go outside? I can hear from this devotee. You see? So you should become such a pure, powerful preacher that they all want to come hear from you, and they won't go outside them. What is your perception about eating prasadam and other lines outside of ISKCON? We can take prasadam. There's no harm. It's like we go to Tirupati, we get some prasad from Balaji, or we go to that famous temple in Gujarat that I'm just now forgetting. We take prasadam from these other Prabhupada would accept such prasadam. So there's no harm taking prasadam from other temples. If we take association of devotees, what exactly should we learn? We should learn how to serve the Vaishnavas. That's the key. Is sadhu sangha only with advanced devotees and not with the equals? No. Sadhu sangha has three varieties: those who are more advanced, those who are equally advanced, and those who are less advanced. Those who are more advanced, you learn from them. Those who are equal, you make friends with them. Those who are less advanced, you give them your kindness and help them become more advanced. So all three types of things are sadhu sangha. What is karma? Karma is the law of action and reaction. What goes around comes around. If you commit violence, violence will come back and hit you in the face. How long does it exist? It exists eternally until you take shelter of Krishna. Karma goes on and will keep you bound up here lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. When something happens with us, we say that it is due to our past birth and ignore it. In 84 lakhs, yonis apart from human beings are under nature's control. So how does the previous birth affect us? What you do when you're an animal or a plant or a bird or a fish, there's no karma at all there. The only life where you create karma is the human life. The animal life, you get the reactions for your previous karma you committed as a human being. You do not create karma in the lower species. You only create karma as a human being. But in the lower species, you get karmic reaction. How to become a devotee of the devotee? I know when I joined, I hadn't really joined. I was living in the temple. Devotees let me stay there. I was like more or less a guest. At that time, I was a songwriter. I thought, well, I'd like to learn how to write Krishna conscious songs. George Harrison just had a big hit, My Sweet Lord. So I bought my guitar. I was living in the temple to learn how to write Krishna conscious songs so I could be another George Harrison. That was my idea. The devotee said, no, you should just become a brahmachari, you know. Become a devotee of Prabhupada. I was thinking, no, I'll just be a devotee of Krishna. Yeah, that was my idea. They kept working on me, you know. There's these long prayers we say when we enter the temple room, you know. And for a Texas hippie, it's pretty tough, you know. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Buddhale. So I wrote it down in my hand. So every time I enter the temple room, I could say those prayers because that's what you're supposed to do. You know, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, right? So I wrote on my hand the pranam mantras. And I had a little space here in my thumb. So Vishnujana Swami, who was our leader at that time, he looked at my hand and he said, oh, very good. Now you add this to your hand. I must please my spiritual master and surrender unto him fully. Well, they're really trying to work on me. As I was still holding out. But then one day, we got this album that a record station didn't want to play it. They saw the Harinam party out in the street. They handed us a record album that Apple Records had sent them as a promo. It was called the Radha Krishna Temple album. Wow. We took that album back and we were playing it all the time. So my service was to vacuum the temple room rug, you see. So I was playing that while I was vacuuming the rug. And I was hearing the second cut on the album. Samsaradava nalalidha loka tranaya karyunyal gana ganadvam praptashakaryana gunanavasya vande guroshi charanaravindam. And I was going, wow. I was thinking, these devotees are really tasting the nectar, and I'm not. They're in the honey jar, and I'm on the outside of the honey jar. So out of envy, actually envy brought me to Krishna consciousness. I was thinking, they're tasting more nectar than me, so I want to taste the nectar too. So then this thought just permeated my consciousness. As I was hearing them singing, I thought, wouldn't it be beautiful if I gave my life to Srila Prabhupada, and the tears just came streaming down my face, and that was it. When can I get initiated? So, Devotee of the devotee means you give your life to the devotees. That's what it means. You give your life. You have no other business now except to serve them. That's what it means to be a devotee. The devotee, you give your life completely. At that moment now I will give my life to Prabhupada. That's it, finished. Business finished. I give my life to Prabhupada. So that's what it means to become a devotee. The devotee, you give your life completely. That's what it means to be a devotee. The devotee. Any more? Okay. How to control our mind? Sometimes it gets demotivated. Well, you're doing pretty good. Only sometimes it's demotivated. Congratulate you, but sometimes you are motivated. That's good. Some of us are not even motivated at all at any time. So we're much worse off than you. Some of us have no motivation. Somehow we're here, but we have no motivation. At least you're motivated some of the time. We congratulate you for being an advanced devotee. We should learn from you how to be motivated some of the time. Thing is, you should see whatever you're doing to become motivated. When you are motivated, study, why am I motivated? In your good times, see, what is it that got me motivated now? How is it I'm motivated? And then see how you can take that same consciousness and apply it when you're not feeling motivated. Study your own psyche to become a master of your own psyche. As you said, our goal is to guide the prime ministers and presidents. My question is, should we devotees take part in politics, like contesting elections or starting a political party? Prabhupada actually started a political party when I was... You remember that? In God We Trust Party. Remember that? But we had to stop it because it's illegal. A religious organization cannot run a political party. We actually had one, the In God We Trust Party. We had candidates running for office. I campaigned for Amarendra Prabhu to run for city council in Gainesville. He got a lot of votes, too. He was an official candidate in the election. Actually, now we have one devotee. She's a disciple of Prabhupada's disciple. She's not in ISKCON, but still she's very friendly to ISKCON. Tulsi Gabbard is in the House of Representatives in the United States. And she took her oath of office on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. So we're making a little progress in that department. So a householder could run for political office. There's certainly, if any of our householders are aspired to run for office, do it. Tulsi Gabbard did it and she won. So any householders but ISKCON cannot do that, cannot organize any political action. They will lose our tax-exempt status as a religious organization. But individual householders can certainly do such thing outside of the official ISKCON on their own career. Somebody is a career computer programmer. Somebody can be a politician. It's a career a householder can take up if they're motivated to do that. And they have the proper connections to be successful. What should we do to recover from our sins? Well, you have to surrender to Krishna. It's a very simple thing. Okay? Demigods were completely devoted to God, then why they were serving Hiranyakashipu? Actually, the demigods are not completely devoted to God. They're mostly devoted to God, but they're not completely devoted to God. They have some mix of material desires. Even after demigod telling Rama to Hiranyakashipu once capture the post of Rama, how did Rama give the benediction to Hiranyakashipu? Of course, Hiranyakashipu wanted the benediction of immortality. Rama could not give it. So he gave benedictions that appeared to make Hiranyakashipu immortal, but actually did not. If someone is practicing devotional service many, many years and does not improve or doesn't get interest in devotional service, and what should he do? He should reveal his heart to an advanced devotee and take personal guidance what he's doing wrong. The senior devotees are willing to give all help to struggling neophytes. So if you're having difficulty, get in touch with the senior devotee. accept a senior devotee as your mentor. Take guidance from him how to get out of your rut. If we will do sins also in devotional service, then what will happen? You'll take birth after birth after birth. As long as you're addicted to sinful activities, you have to remain caught up in the cycle of birth and death. So one should learn how to become free of all sins. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and follow the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, avoiding all kinds of offenses. If you'll follow these four regulated principles and learn how to become free from nama parad, you will in fact become a pure devotee. And as Prabhupada told me in one letter, he said, now you just become qualified to see Krishna face to face. If you actually purely take this process, Krishna will personally reveal himself to you. You'll see Krishna directly if you become completely pure devotee. So we should all strive for that level of perfection where Krishna can reveal himself personally to us. Any more questions?
We have two?
Okay. This will be the last two. No more. Hiranyakashipu ruled in such a way that everyone feared him, but Lord Vishnu, Lord Rama, Lord Shiva, your comment. He's a very powerful demon. That's a fact. Very, very powerful demon. So we should become even more powerful devotees than he was a powerful demon. If he can terrorize the whole universe, we would like to Krishnaize the whole universe. We should be inspired by Hiranyakashipu. If I could become that powerful in preaching, as Hiranyakashipu was in lording it over. That's what we should strive for then. Let me become so powerful in preaching that I can Krishnaize the whole universe. Prabhupada says that's what a Krishna conscious person aspires for. He aspires to liberate all the living entities. So we should take inspiration from Hiranyakashipu. If he can be so powerful in the mani activities, let us devotees become as powerful in preaching. Where Krishna is there, there is no maya. So while chanting the holy name of the Lord Krishna, why our moons sometimes get affected by the maya? Because we're not fully focusing on the holy name. Our mind is dancing like a monkey, jumping from branch to branch. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, wind is prashadam, Rama, Rama, Rama. Look at that pretty girl over there. What if she wants to get married? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. You see what I'm saying? You got to learn how to zero in, you know. Just like a laser beam is so powerful, it can cut through metal. You have to make your mind like a razor. It can cut through all the lust, all the anger, all the greed, all the madness, all the illusion. You don't understand this point? Do you understand? You have to make your meditation on Krishna's name so powerful, completely burn through all the material energy, like a laser beam burning through metal. That's the intensity we need to develop. We need to fine-tune our consciousness and fine-tune it and fine-tune it and fine-tune it to where it becomes laser-like consciousness. I see. And then we can burn through the whole material nature. We can revolutionize this universe. So, that being said, and now we're hearing the auspicious bell that Prabhupada wanted to make sure was always ringing, and it is ringing. Prabhupada is pleased to hear the bell is ringing on schedule. There's a famous story with Hari Sari. Prabhupada said, did you hear the bell ring? He said, and then Hari said, no, I didn't hear it. Prabhupada said, that's right, the Chokidar fell asleep. Go wake him up. So it's nice that Chokidar is ringing it on schedule to please Prabhupada. And we're so happy that you all have come for Bhagavatam class today. May you all become surcharged with Krishna consciousness, and may this movement take over the world as soon as possible. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.